Buenas noches y buenas tardes. Aquí, bienvenidos a este nuevo podcast. Que todavía no sabemos. We're not sure if we're going to call it No Cap or we're going to call it A Huevo. But either ways, I'm in here with some great people. Introducing first, out of the red corner, weighing 155 pounds, soaking wet, Fernando, el más perro, alias El Pasito Perrón.
Pero me pusiste menos peso. Like, no, thank you for the favor, bro, but me pusiste
damn,
menos
bro,
peso.
I'm not gonna lie, I thought I was calling you fat. I was like,
nah,
shit.
Bro, like, I'm 160, bro, me quitaste 5 libras.
Hell yeah.
5 libras, I probably gained this last week, bro.
There you go. After the fucking food we just had, for sure.
Fat, hell yeah, bro. Like I told you, I was craving challah for a minute. Yeah. Like, casi un mes, bro.
It's always the white sauce, too.
It's always the white sauce.
It's always the white sauce.
Bro, but that's going to come back later.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that.
But also in here, presentando a Luis, alias La Razón Paulino. Now, most of y'all he's probably even wondering, like, why the fuck is it La Razón? Well, I came up with La Razón because it's La Razón por la que no confían en sus novias.
Okay.
Let's go. Also in here, presenting the man, the myth, the legend himself, Cesar. Or Cesar alias El Talibán Valverde.
Damn, bro. My beard's not even that big yet.
I know, bro. I mean, it's coming up, right? Fucking,
yeah, I'm gonna be growing it out for this next fall and winter season, bro.
That is a whole vibe. Growing out your beard for fucking fall.
It is, bro.
The only problem is like when you go to the DMV or you gotta take a picture taken, I look like a fucking terrorist.
Yo,
on my show. I'm not gonna lie.
Last year, when I went to go see my family, I was like, hey, Talibán. Talibán. I'm like, God damn, how did they know this shit? I didn't even tell them this shit.
Hell yeah.
Yo, your parents be the one that give you the worst of nicknames, right?
I will say, growing up, I never had one. Did you have one?
Nah, not really. I had Junior. Because I was Fernando, like, I'm the second.
Yeah. Luis, did you have one?
Yeah.
What was yours?
So, my middle name is Joel, but they used to call me Joelito.
Joelito.
Damn.
That's a reggaetonero name right there. Shit. Joelito y Randy.
Fact. Oh, that sounds fire, too.
Hell yeah. Caesar. And bro, I mean, you had a Taliban, bro, but that was recent.
Nah. Yeah, that's when I grew a beard, my boy, but I didn't have no nickname growing up.
Yeah, but also introducing myself, y'all's favorite Carolina God, alias El Barbón, alias El Karim León, at @Carlos_TheCarolinaGod. Follow us on Instagram, currently at NoCapCLT. We might be changing it to Awebo. We're still in those conversations, but regardless, we'll see how this goes. We're going to invest in a little bit more of equipment. And see where the vibes go, honestly. Hopefully we can provide a good, chill session for you all to listen to, whether you're at the gym, at work, or you have nothing else to do. Thank you for joining us. But anyways, we just got some Starbucks. Me and Caesar were talking. We just had like 500 grams, milligrams of fucking caffeine, bro.
You said that about an energy drink, bro.
I usually take like half a scoop of pre because like, I don't want to get like fucked up and shit. But this morning, I said, fuck, I'm going to take the whole ass scoop.
God damn.
Yeah, bro, this shit was like 400 milligrams of caffeine. And I was like, fuck, I'm going to see what this shit can do.
Do you take pre?
Nah. You don't? I'm that friend. Like, why you need pre-workout? Because, to be honest, but it's just me, probably. Yeah. I'm a really high energetic guy. So, I come out of work, I'm not really fully tired. Like, so, I could hit the gym right after.
Damn, man.
But, like...
You got good energy, man.
Yeah, I know I do, bro. Like, I really do. Like, at home, bro, like, even, like, let's say if I'm playing video games, I don't sit on my chair. Like, I sit there probably 30 minutes after a while. I stand. I'm the guy walking around, bro. Yeah, I'm the guy that's walking around. Fuck yeah, I took this shit.
Pacing back and forth, throwing his fucking thing at the wall.
You're hardcore, bro.
Oh, yeah, bro, on energy, yeah. That's why caffeine, bro, that coffee, bro, that's why I'm wide awake now. Because caffeine wakes me up.
Caffeine, like, it doesn't do as much shit to me as it used to.
That is true.
Because school, working, and going to the gym at one point all together, I keep getting tired, keep taking caffeine.
You get that little, like, tingly feeling to the body.
Oh, that's, I mean, like, that usually happens when, like pre-workout has other additives in it. And that'll make, like, I know, like, C4 for me is, like, this is, like, one of the more common,
Pre-workouts,
the one that they hear about, and I think it's because it's so available, whether it's at GNC or what's the other thing, Walmart, right? That one does give me a tingly feeling, like upper lip, and I don't like that shit. To me, that's just like
that's wild.
Yeah, because a good pre-workout, it has you wide awake and it gives you more of a feeling like on your fucking forehead. And you're like, yo, like, this is a wall. I'm going to run through it.
Like, that's how
much you feel. Like, that shit would die. That shit's
crack, my boy. That shit's crack, bro. I've never had pre-workout.
No?
Never.
Damn, bro. God bless.
But it changes. If you find a good pre-workout, it changes your fucking... Because we take one that has, like, technically performance-enhancing shit.
Okay.
It's called, like, DHMA, I think, which they banned in, like, competitions. But that's like the shit that makes you feel like, yo, I'm gonna run through this fucking wall.
Like, cause you can be awake, but you won't be focused.
Yeah, that's it. That's very true.
That's what it's called.
So, is that shit addicting?
No.
Well, for some people, like if they regularly take like coffee or pre workout or some shit, they do get like some kind of caffeine withdrawals and shit. So, like the next day, they don't like they get like really fucking sleepy or they just can't be functioning right. Like they get angry, cranky, or some shit. For those people, yeah.
I mean, you could say the same shit about coffee.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because like you said, your boss says he can't live without like, fucking coffee.
He needs caffeine. It could be the middle of the day, sun blazing, bro. You see him with coffee. I'm like, nah.
Question. I know like Mexicans, we always do like a cafecito, but we do that shit late at night. Why? I don't know. Do Dominicans do that shit?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah?
Dominicans are big into coffee.
Yeah.
And we drink it at all times.
Yeah.
It's a café tiene que estar ahí.
It's necessary.
Which is, it's just weird as shit, right? Because in like white people culture, like that's just to wake you up.
Yeah.
For us, it's like, yo, like let's have a little cafecito. Antes
de dormir.
Oh, yeah.
Bro,
it can be 9 o'clock at night. You give it like a 5-6-year-old a little cup of café with a little bit of milk and shit. Eat with pan.
Oh, yeah.
And that's normal.
Normal as fuck.
That's normal.
So they, in your culture, in Mexican culture, are you drinking coffee from like an early age, like you said?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Because usually they don't make the chocolate, the hot chocolate. They don't make that shit that often.
No.
Okay.
Because like you would have to
sometimes
boil
when your mom
shit.
Cooks you breakfast, the question like, "Tú quieres café?
Yeah.
Tú quieres café? Tú quieres que más quieres café? Yeah. Wow. No, you feel me? So it's like a normal thing at this point.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful part of the culture.
And it always hits every fucking time too.
Yeah. And it's not even like the you know, like the Mr. Coffee shit. Nah, it's the fucking the one you pour in and you mix in.
The Nescafe.
Nescafe. It's always Nescafe. Yeah. And like we use the little what's it called? The little container of Nescafe. You'll find it later in the fridge with some hot sauce on it. Or something.
Yeah, we do it in my culture too. Yeah.
Mine's are the mantequilla ones.
The baby crunch.
So many times I thought there's mantequilla in there for some pancakes, bro. Open that shit, chiles and vinagre. I'm like, bro. I'm like, mom, we need
that's a good sacrifice though, because like they always throw away the aluminum can unless they got that professional shit. Like,
yeah,
that raise it up and you get all that stuff. Yeah, that's some high level shit right there.
Bro, talking about that, I had a mishap the other day that pissed me off. It didn't piss me off, but I was like really sad about it. Because my mom was like, "Yo, like your aunt brought spaghetti for us, and we didn't eat it. So you can take it with you, because like every time I go, she always gives me food to bring back, right? Mm-hmm. And like for us, obviously like." A lot of people might not know, especially any listeners that aren't, you know, a part of our culture.
Yeah.
To me, spaghetti is like a delicacy almost, because it's just like, yo, we don't have that shit too often.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like for us, like tacos, gorditas, all that shit. To like, you know, people like from the American culture, they're like, oh shit, like I go out and eat that. Yes. For us, it's like
we eating good. I'm like yo,
that's normal. That's normal.
Yeah, we eat that regularly. Okay. So for me, like a spaghetti, like a chicken alfredo,
lasagna,
something like that. I'm like, okay, like damn, you know what I'm saying?
Same.
My mom gave me a container, a crock pot or the butter one. The brown one.
Yeah, the big one
with the red thing. You know, so, you know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So she gave it to me, and she was like, "Oh, here's your spaghetti. It's in here." I was like, "Bet." Came home, I was gonna have dinner, you know what I'm saying? Or I think I was gonna have lunch the next day. Opened it up, full of butter. She gave me the wrong one. I was so sad, man.
And that sucks because from the time they gave it to you and since you held off, te lo estaba saboreando.
Oh,
bro. I know back in your head, you were like damn, I still got that fucking pasta I'm gonna eat and shit.
It was the first thing I was gonna eat because I had tacos and I was like, nah, fuck this. I want spaghetti.
All you gotta do now is get some noodles, make some butter noodles or some shit. Put some white shit
in there. That's so sad.
I know you was hurt.
Shit, what? Heartbreak? Fuck that, dude.
Yeah, bro.
When you saboreando. Oh, bro, when you have food at home. And you go to work and you know you have that food at home and you get there and that shit gone.
Mm. Oh, God.
Bruh.
Did y'all have the instance where, like, your siblings would eat your food? There's like memes, right, where like, ¿Quién se comió mi torta? Or some shit. Oh, like the little kid crying. Did you have that happen to you?
Yeah.
Oh, bro. It's still happening to me now. I live with my friend and one of my brothers and shit. I would come back from my parents and shit, like with Tupperware's full and shit. I go in and shower real quick because I just got home. It's like an hour or so drive. I come back. Half of the food already gone.
God damn, boy.
Yeah, I only get to, I usually shit that would last me like 4 days.
Yeah.
I can only get it 2 times. The day of.
I would be throwing hands. I'm not going to lie. And
you said that's with your roommate?
That's my roommate.
I would be throwing hands.
Nah, yeah, with roommates, nah. I thought it was family. Yeah.
Right? Nah, one of them is my brother.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nah, they don't That's even better.
Like, you would eat some too, but it's like, fuck, I'm eat it again because, you know, we just got it. It's like, no, I'm on this way. Like, save for tomorrow.
I wonder what's the thought process of somebody that opens a fridge and sees, oh, wait, here's some food. It doesn't belong to me. Let me take half of it. How do people think? Like, I don't know.
I see it as a way of them being like, shit, this is different than what I usually have. You know, let me get some of that shit real quick.
Still, like, taking other people's food is, I don't know. That's something that's not normal to
me. It's usually the people that if you take some from them, bro, they'll raise hell for
it. Yeah, like a mother. Yeah.
It's usually those type of people that they get mad if they do it to them, but they find it easier as hell to do it to someone. It's like,
fuck it, I'm down.
Yeah, but nah.
That's one thing that Carlos is good at, making people feel good. Carlos is good at making, like, this guy's like, that's why he's a Carolina guy. Like, he just knows how to make people feel special.
They just practice for the shorty.
We're test runs.
And I could never imagine being a shorty around him, and she's going to be like, oh my God, this guy makes
bro, no names in put, but I remember one time I went to where was it?
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Bro, is it because my respect, bro. From that day, I already told him, bro. Like, it's me, little bro. Literally, bro. We pull up. I see Carlos and shit.
We start
chilling. We, you know what? And like, out of nowhere, I see him like someone talking to a shawty. But I think shawty had came with someone, bro. Homie comes up to me. He's like, "You see shawty over there? And you see man's over there? I feel sorry for him because I'm gonna take shawty, bro." Kid you not. 5 minutes later, bro. My boy Carlos was already over there talking that shawty up, bro. Like, homie was, I don't know where, bro.
He got a little upset, I'm not gonna lie.
he was outpowered by the car.
Bro, yes, he was outpowered. And at that point, like I told him, I'm like, bro, and you don't need no backup, bro. Like, you see yourself, bro. Like, bro, there's a limited number of people that's gonna literally walk up to you and be like, yo, what's up and shit. Nah, hey.
Yeah.
Don't catch that ass whooping, bro. Pick and choose your battles.
That's because we were vibing. We had a lot in common. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, shit.
As soon as you find something in common to talk about, then bro, the conversation is over.
Wow,
bro.
I got a question for you, Carlos. Have you always been like this smooth with people, with women, like, or was this something that you developed over time, or how'd you develop like this? Esa simpatía.
So, yeah. Kid you not. 8th grade, I was voted the biggest flirt.
Okay.
And I took that shit to heart.
Okay. he said about developing career. This shit.
That was the origin of my villain story. I kid you not. But ever since then, like, I get along with all kinds of people, and I love that. Right. Like, that's part of the whole reason why I did the podcast, because like the original idea was to bring different people and like talk to them differently. So if you actually go, I have like a SoundCloud or some shit where I would talk to different people. I think I brought on like 3 friends and we had different conversations. And that was the original idea behind the podcast. But how I developed it, I don't know. I guess it's just like frat was a big part of it, right? Yeah. It was like coming out of my comfort zone and doing something a little bit more. College was definitely like a bigger step towards that, because not only did I love talking to people, but also I had to be in that space where I was a mentor. So I was a mentor for 3 years out of the 4 years that I was in college. Wow. I was a tutor for calculus. So I had to teach people how to do, like, you know, the technical side of it, but also like keeping them engaged and shit like that. I was actually a tutor for Sylvan Learning Center.
Wow.
For, I think it was like 2 years ago, right before COVID. So, you know, talking to people like as young as like 10, 8 years old. So like there's different levels to it. But as far as like simpatía, bro, I don't know. I attested to my dad.
Okay.
Because my mom, she always gets on his case, because like anytime he has like something new or maybe he like sees somebody out in the street or like wherever he's at, He always wants to have a conversation with
me. Wow.
Yeah, and like, you know, like when
that's a great trait to have.
When he recently got the truck that we gave him for his birthday,
yeah.
My mom was like, yo, no vayas a decir que tienes troca, quien sabe qué, blah, blah. First thing he did, went out around town, took it for a spin.
He's like, hey,
my daughter just bought me this.
Oh, wow.
For no fucking reason, bro. Wow. My boy just out here. But I think it's just because, like, you know, he didn't have, what's it called? Like he came from a family of 13. He wasn't really tight with them, so he had to, you know,
go outside.
He had to go outside. He had to meet people. And I guess that's where it started for him. I really don't know. But yeah, as far as like you guys know, I know a fuck ton of people.
Yeah,
right. Oh. A lot of people.
Bro, who don't you know? At this
that's
point?
An understatement, bro.
Don't you know?
So I attested once again to my pops. Like my pops, hands down.
Yeah.
Mom, he's just like an older version of me.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that's where I got it from.
And I feel like that's a skill that is lost nowadays.
Yeah.
Being able to, you know, have a good conversation with somebody in the streets or in the supermarket or in line. Because, like, social media, you know, you're just interacting with, like, with your phone and...
like, you don't see them. You don't see emotion
just, like,
behind
so sometimes, like, even myself, I feel like I've been affected with the technology and phones. Because back in the day, I probably was a little bit more social where I could just pick up a conversation with somebody and probably make a friend. But nowadays, just like we're on our phones, and that's like a lost skill that I'm not sure if many people still like are engaging in that kind of nature where you're like walking into somebody, say, "Hello, I like your sneakers," and you know that type of stuff. So
one of the best ways, I kid you not, to get a girl's attention, I don't know if it still works, but it used to work, right? It's like you go up to her and you tell her a compliment, but you
then
leave
walk
right
away.
Yeah.
But I think I've seen that in Drake and Josh. I don't know if you ever seen
maybe.
The show.
Maybe.
Drake and Josh, is like where his mom was like, just listen to me. Go tell her shoes are nice. Yeah. Walk away.
Because, like, you know, they're expecting you to be like, yo, like, can I get your number? Can I do that? But, like, if you genuinely just say, like, hey,
Kings,
I really like your smile and just fucking leave, she's going to be like, whoa, like, why? What are you talking about? Like, what was your reason?
You give her
for
that intrigue. You give her
Carlos is a fucking demon.
Yes, bro. Y'all taking notes? People?
You can take
y'all
that voice.
Notes?
Y'all can take that voice clip and just
put it on loop real quick.
Carlos is a fucking demon. There you go. You have it there.
Apologies for anybody's earlobes that just exploded because my boy was close to the mic.
Damn, bro. Carlos, you better have a fucking fan club or something.
I know, bro. Shit.
I wish. And you know what's interesting about that, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is true, but I have heard about this. Like, when there's, like, a guy that there's good rumors about him amongst women, that makes other women even, like, more curious about him. And I've seen that in play where, you know, there's like word around town or in high school, like, this guy, he's good with the girls, or this guy, he does this with girls, and I've seen it, and it's just like, it's crazy. It's like the law of attraction.
That's what I was about to ask you, like, what you mean by good rumors? Like, good rumors in a way, like, okay, like, this guy,
he can lay down the
rico,
pipe,
no, you feel me? Or good rumors as this guy, like, oh, he's a gentleman type of.
So,
right, doing cardboard in the daily, pipe at night.
Yo, you getting promoted sometime soon.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, you know, when you know how to behave like a gentleman with friends, with women, you know, with a partner, people talk. That's how, as a society, we advance, right? People talk, people spread rumors. People, you know, when we leave here, we're going to say something. Or, like, when I met Carlos, I told my other boys, yo, Carlos, he's funny or he's strong. Like, whatever. So, that word spreads.
Strong?
So.
Understatement, too.
So, I think, like, that's just a part of it. Like, the word spreads.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to dating, right?
Yeah.
Or when it comes to, you know, like, sexual interests, if there's, like, a good word that, you know, you might be... above average in terms of, like, performance, or that might be something that's
packing.
Favorable.
Oh yeah, yeah, for real. Along those lines, like my mentor in college, he always told me, like, yo, if you can walk into a room and not say anything but command attention, because, like, you've already done the work just by being a genuinely good person and, like, always put out good vibes, etc.
Yeah,
like, that goes a long ass way. That's what I always preach to people. Like, yo, if you're just a genuinely good person, like, that's going to speak leagues. Because at some point, your name is going to come up in a conversation, right?
Yeah.
And somebody's going to have something to say about you. And, you know, you don't have to make sure that it's a good thing. But if you do everything that you can to be yourself and you know that you are a somewhat good person, or you think you're putting out the right vibes, it's gonna speak by itself.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to do anything. That's the other thing about it. What you said, word gets around.
Yeah, word gets around.
Word gets around.
And quicker than you think, bro.
Quicker than you think, bro.
And I'm sure it carries around even faster, like in smaller towns. Like when you live in a smaller town or smaller high school.
Bro, we don't even know, bro. Like, me and Carlos, we didn't know each other, like, beforehand.
We really didn't, yeah.
And then we
But you knew about him.
But no, we talk about our hometown. And like, yo, I know that person too. You know this person? Yeah, I know the person. Like, how do you know this person? Like, it just happens, bro. Like, everybody talks in a small town and shit like that.
Okay. Yeah. What was the city that you're from? Jersey?
So I'm originally from New Jersey.
Yeah.
And the city I lived in most of my like early teens and adult life was in Newark, New Jersey. So that's a metropolitan kind of city.
Yeah.
It's like Charlotte, but maybe with a population of like 2 million or 1 million people.
Jeez. Okay.
So it's pretty. It's big.
I don't know the population of Charlotte, to be honest.
Charlotte's big too, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's the biggest city in North Carolina, hands down.
So Charlotte.
And I think it's like the top four as far as like largest upcoming cities in the United States.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Second biggest banking city or something like that.
Financial district, second biggest financial district.
In 2020, it was 873,500.
Not even a million?
It's pushing a million now, though. That's
25. Yeah, well, it is pushing a million now, but like, yeah, it's 873,570. But that was 2020.
Yeah,
it's definitely
pre COVID and shit, yeah.
Oh, no. Current metro area population in Charlotte in 2022 is 2 million now.
Wow.
2 million from 2 years, bro.
1.2 million?
Yo, quarantine, y'all got busy, huh?
Bro, quarantine, y'all was making metro. That's not even including the outer sides of like Charlotte and shit like that, where there's like different communities and shit everywhere.
That is ridiculous. 1.2 million in 2 years.
Yeah.
That is absolutely.
And there's more coming in.
Yeah, it was a 3.38% increase from 2021.
Who knows how big this is going to get?
And bigger, bro, because they're building Charlotte up a lot, bro. Like, you see apartment complexes built everywhere now.
Yeah.
That's the most construction you see here now.
So, interestingly enough, I was reading an article about rent increases, month-to-month rent increases, and Greensboro, North Carolina.
Yeah, Greensboro's on the come.
Was top in the list. So it has over 300, under 300,000 residents, but I think the month to month or year to year rent increase was like 60%.
Oh,
damn. Shit.
Well, I guess
that's insane. That's insane. In 1 year, though, 60%.
There's not really much in Greensboro.
No, but the thing that is the COVID shit too, because like you remember, there was no rent increase during that time of COVID.
That is true.
Right after that shit ended, it's like, you know what? Let's drag this motherfucker up real quick.
That's true.
Okay,
That's a foul move, though. Because, everybody's going to be struggling right after the
not only that, inflation, too. Everything's more expensive.
Yeah, like, everything's going to be more expensive.
The gas shortage. Something going on with gas, right? Like, maybe like a gas line exploded and people were, like, going crazy for gas for like two, 3 weeks.
Oh, no, it was some hackers or some shit.
They shut down one of the pipelines.
Yeah. So, like, cross-continental pipeline or some shit. They shut the shit down.
Yeah.
And then that's when everybody got scared and, like, started going to gas stations, lining up for that.
But they legit told them, do not do that. Yeah. Like, they were legit, just continue your day like a normal day, right? Yeah. You'll be good by the end of the week.
Everybody said, fuck it.
Yes, bro. I seen, like, so many memes pop up. Yeah, people with, like, grocery bags. People with, like...
Even though they don't know that shit gonna melt that motherfucker.
Exactly, bro. Like, bro.
I saw somebody filling up a garrafon. Like a water garrafon?
Oh, yeah, bro.
The blue ones that you take into the office, you turn it upside down, you get the little cups that are... Those were the most inconvenient cups ever. The little cone ones, you know?
Oh, God, I hated it.
Like,
shit.
Yo,
bro, that's
what
a shot of water you get.
Who came up with that shit?
That's like a mini gulp.
And like, to even have like a good drink out of there, you got to stay there like 5 minutes. But now you're getting bitched at work. I'm like, yo, what you doing? I'm like, bro, I'm getting shots of water here.
Literally shots of water. Oh, man. Talking about water, remember those growing up, there was always that water fountain that was like the oldest fuck, but always gave you the coldest water.
The one that had the longest line.
Yeah, bro.
Everybody was waiting for those new ones.
Yeah. Let's be honest. The old one when you had to press the button down.
Yeah. Y lo disparaba like más fuerte than you feel me? Like at a certain point, you could somewhat like stand up and drink that water right there.
Who knows how many different mouths have been through those.
Oh, bro.
Bro, we were fucking
did y'all ever get mono?
I haven't lived enough yet.
Yeah. Like, I don't even know what the fuck mono is, to be honest. Either, I feel like that's a white people shit.
That's, yeah. Yeah, that's a better accent. Yeah, what is it? Some weird shit, bro.
They got a lot of allergies, too.
They brought that shit.
They're allergic to everything.
Like, listen to cabrones. Keep all that shit over there.
Like people are allergic to grass. You allergic to grass? You're not allergic to grass, right?
Oh, yo. Yeah, bro. That shit is crazy.
No, and it'd be the white people, too, that have to take those damn allergy tests or some shit. Like, they prick them in the back with a different shit, like with grass, fucking...
Oh, yeah, those weird-ass tests. Yeah.
No, but those tests are actually... Those are convenient. Because sometimes... I mean,
that's...
Sometimes, like, let's say you're having, like, a weird reaction to something.
Yeah.
And, like, you don't know where you're getting it from. It is, but you can get those allergy tests. And it's, like, different patches in your back. And you find out, oh, you're allergic to this. Yeah. Or you, and it's, like, it's clutch because... Yeah. Then you find out, all right, let me stay away from that because I'm allergic to that. And it's like 40 different little things in your back that they, like little small samples.
People are allergic to water and that sucks.
Bro, there's people who be allergic to like the sunlight and shit.
Yes, and water too. Like there's people that are allergic to water.
I haven't heard of that, but that's crazy.
Yeah, that's, that is wild. That's like a really
That's what it's called. I'm going to look
wild. Everything is water.
Yeah.
Literally, everything is water. That's wild. Their body is water. They're allergic to themselves?
Can someone be allergic to water? It may seem a strange question, but the answer is yes. Wow. There is a very rare condition known as aquatic
He's like, bro, you went to university,
you know them big words.
Aquagenic, urticaria?
Yes.
Urticaria? Aquagenic urticaria.
Yeah, bro, but there's people allergic to water. Like, how you shower?
Where skin contact with water causes itchy red hives or swelling. So does that mean, like, they can drink it? They just gotta...
I don't know.
Drink it through the teeth or through a straw?
I don't know,
bro. That's wild, bro. I hope our kids don't come out, like, with some dumb shit like that, bro. To be honest. That's some dumb shit.
Yo, but I feel it's because of the culture change. You know, you feel me?
That is true. Because
back then, like...
Yeah.
Us kids, bro, que yo me acuerde la manguera, ¿no? You feel me? Yeah, when you went outside to play soccer, bro, do whatever,
hell yeah.
There was always a manguera somewhere around there. You turn it on for a good 15 minutes, all the hot water comes out, bro.
That bitch was cold, too.
Pero, like, that comes with, like, bacteria, ¿no? You feel me? But your body builds up to that.
Yeah.
And nowadays, bro, if you grab a normal kid and it drinks out of the manguera, bro, se te va a enfermar.
Well, that's the other thing. Is like, I remember reading about it, is that kids that grow up in a household with some sort of animal or something... They're actually healthier,
really?
Because they're like they're exposed to a lot to more, bacteria at a younger age,
yeah.
And they just develop immunity to like certain diseases and shit like that. So yeah, I mean,
the thing is, I can probably attest to that too, cause like in my family, I didn't grow up with no pets, no dogs, no animals, or nothing like that. And right now, when who with like Carlos and shit, or any people who have like cats, dogs, my skin get a little irritated and shit with like dog hair or dandruff shit like that. Like, that shit will get to me, because, like, I didn't grow up with none of that shit.
You said you took time to come up with topics.
Yeah, so, you know, just took the time. This is my little journal. Or
yo, I carry a little flower one, too, at work, these bro. Things, they be asking me, like, yo, what is that? I'm like, bro, don't even worry about it. Like,
these things are clutch, right? You can use them for, I don't know, for me, like, I think that I have, like, terrible memory, so I just write things down as soon as it comes to my head, so... here are a few different things we could talk about. And one of them was... Which is what I'm curious about to hear from you guys is, what are y'all definitions of a friend? How do you guys define what a friend means to y'all? I'm just curious to hear about that.
Okay, friend? Do you mean like?
No, not just like not an acquaintance, like a friend. Friend.
Okay. Yeah, like yeah friend. That was my question, right? Because to me, like we said earlier, I know a fuck ton of people, but that also means like I have a lot of people that I just know.
Yeah.
I have a little bit less acquaintances who are like, you know, not regularly talked to, but like I'll have a conversation with them.
Yeah.
I'll have quite a bit of friends. Probably like the people that I put on, like my close friends are actually like people that I want to see like what's going on in my life. Mm-hmm. That or is honestly like shorties that I'm like trying to holler at.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, you know, you can get a little inside scoop.
No, you can forget the shorties.
Yeah, exactly. And then you have like your homies, right? Like, like the true ones, the ones that like know what the fuck going on. Like you listen, like they're the ones that you go to when you have something going on, or you like you're about to do something. Maybe you're about to ask somebody out. Maybe you're about to like change jobs or whatever. And you might not do what they tell you, but like you at least
you
want
got
them.
A different
you value their input.
Yeah, you value their input, right? Yeah. So I don't know what a definition is, but if that's like a scale down that I can give you, yeah, because like people that I can talk to that I know that I can call and like have a conversation with, like I don't think I could fill out both of my hands as far as like, you know, 10 people.
Bro, I got like 5.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Straight up, like I can call them at any time, any point, like, yo, what's up? Like, just tell me what happened. Like that kind of shit like that. I only got like 5 of them.
Sometimes it's not even what you want to tell them. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's like people that you're actually genuinely interested in knowing what's going on with them mm-hmm. too.
Yeah.
Because it's a bidirectional thing. Yep. Like mm-hmm. there's plenty of people that I can talk to. Like I can talk to anybody, right? But whether I want to listen to what the fuck they got to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of weird people nowadays.
There's a lot of weird people, bro. A lot of weird people.
It really is.
Take a crack at it, Nando. If you had to define friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty much on the same book on you because you have associates, like, también you have associates, like, for certain things, now you feel me? Like, you have associates for, like, going out. You know, like, okay, if I'm going to go out, I'm going to hit up a certain amount of people.
Yeah, it's this group.
You have those certain people that you're going to, but, like, you don't fully consider them, like, friends. They're more like associates, like, oh, I want to go out. Let's go out.
Social acquaintances.
Yeah, but, like, friends, I'm the same way as you. Like, I probably got, like, 10 maximum that I know, like, even yesterday, like, the whole situation that happened yesterday, like, Oscar, legit, I have a group chat, and I texted the group chat.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, like, I might need somebody's help. And everybody asked me, like, oh, what? What's wrong? What's up? What's up? What's wrong? Oscar was the only one that legit called me, and he, like, what's up? Like, where do I need to go? Like, like, no, what's up? Like, what you need and shit, you feel me? So that's, like, where I consider on, like, that's my friend, no, you feel me? Yeah. Ese es el que salta. Like, if I need something, that would be a friend. And, like, those type of friends, I got
those maximum, are hard to
like,
find.
Yes, bro. Like, yes. Because everybody could tell you, I'm your friend. Like, I'm here for you if you need to talk to me. But, like, you don't know if they're actually, like, going to sit there and listen. They sit there and care. Like, they might just tell you, like, I'm here. They listen to whatever you say, and they don't even give you an advice to come to the thing because they just really didn't care.
They're virtual friends.
Yeah, no, you feel me? Like associates, more associates. Get some understanding. Exactly.
Not only that, but like sometimes do you even want to listen to them? Let's be honest. Are they even going to give you like valid?
There's some people that I know everybody got that call that some people that call you. You see that number, you're like, fuck that, and then you put that phone right back in your pocket again. Yeah, it's from people to people that depends. It's because they got to show you. They have to show you that I'm there. No, you feel me? That I'm going to be there. Like, if I need something, I'm going to be there for you as long as you're there for me. But, like, then it's all cool.
Facts. Well, Luis, you proposed the question. How would you define
it? Sure. Like both you fine gentlemen said, I think there are ranges. For me, I would say, although, like, I'm an introvert, I just happen to be out around so many different social circles, just like yourself. Maybe not as much as yourself, but quite a few. So I would say, there's people who I know, like, who know me, and I know them by their names. So that's, like, the first range. And then I would say there's acquaintances. So acquaintances for me is someone, like, that every time there's a mutual group of people that we both know really well, those people are going to be there and we can have a good conversation and we can talk about something, but it's not like we're going to be FaceTiming each other every day, or it's not like I'm going to tell them my deepest secret. Yeah. So those are acquaintances. And I would say probably most people fit into that category for me. Right. And then there's friends. Right. And one of the things that my grandmother, mi abuelita, told me is like, she told me in Spanish, no todo el mundo es un amigo. Right. So in English, what she was trying to tell me is that not everyone is a friend. And so she corrected me from calling, you know, a certain person a friend because she's trying to tell me, like, friend is a strong word, right? Friend is somebody you can trust. For me, friend is someone you can trust, you can rely on. And like you said, Fernando or Nandito, like your boy Oscar, you called him and he said when and where.
Yeah,
so a friend is like, a friend should be somebody that would tell you when and where when there's a situation. And and
that's what this. He was about to go out too, bro. He was legit at the club, bro, and he still called me. Like, he put everything aside, bro. And I'm like, bro,
Not everybody is gonna be a when and where for you, right? Yeah. Not everyone's gonna be like, oh, when you can call them at 3 in the morning if your car breaks down. So I think the litmus test, or like that one test that you can, if you want to say, is Ryan my friend? Well, think about it in your mind. Can you call him at 3 in the morning? And if you call him at 3 in the morning, what is he going to say? Yeah. Is he going to come or is he not going to come? And for me, if there's one person that can, if they pass the test and I know that they will come at 3 in the morning, then I'll say that that's a friend for me.
Damn, I'll be a friend to a lot of people that not friend my friend back. I'll tell you that much,
bro. But that happens though. But is it because it's nothing bad? No, you feel me? Because that's you, bro. That's you. Your genuine person. No, you feel me? Like you're there to help them out, regardless whether they give it back to you. You was there.
Yeah, I mean, you don't do it expecting anything. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like, and what you're saying is true, because you could be a friend to many people, but not many people can be a friend to you.
Right back to you.
And that happens, right? When you're a friend to, like, when you could go the extra mile, you could ask them how they're doing, but you won't get that question back.
Yep, facts.
I will say that, yeah. Or sometimes you do, but, like, you don't, like we said, you don't consider them a friend enough to tell them.
Yeah.
Mm. So you're just like, yo, like, why do I... Even it's not like why do I bother, because I don't think I've ever felt like that, but sometimes you're just like, eh, like I'm not invested in this friendship enough or in this situation or associateship or whatever you want to call it, right?
Yeah,
enough for me to sit here and tell you how I genuinely am. So I'm going to give you a more, you know, broader sugar coated answer, like, okay, I'm good, how about you? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to take you into the depths and tell you how I truly am. But yeah, no, that actually, like, was the first time I thought about it that way, is like, You can definitely be a friend to a lot of people. And I tend to get that a lot too, because especially like nowadays, because I started hanging out with like your group and people like that. So like they're a little bit younger than me, right? So like they're some of them, not necessarily from the group, but a lot of people look up to me. And because, you know, I someone got my shit together.
Me included.
Yeah. I someone got my shit together as far as like work and the house and all this other stuff, right?
Morritas.
That stuff too. But like as far as that is, you know, they look up to me. So they consider, like, sometimes the people that you look up to, you're like, yo, like, I want to consider you a friend. But like if it's not vice versa, sometimes I'm just like, shit, man, it's hard for me to invest my energy in you, because like sometimes there's no benefit to it.
Yeah, like you get that gut feeling that you're like, you don't later on in the road, like, I know I'm not going to talk to you later. Yeah. Like, later on in the road, I know that if something pops up, I know I'm not going to call you.
Yeah.
Cause, like,
yeah.
And you get better with it.
You feel me? You get that with different person. Because I have one close friend, Pao.
Yeah.
Right. And I just met Pao, like, not too long ago. Literally, like.
It was an instant click.
So now at this point, she's like one of my most trusted friends. Yeah. Like, from shout out Pao, bro. Compared to a lot of people that I know for years already, years, bro. And it's just that, I don't know, it's just something that, you know, when you click with a friendship with someone, like, you know you click, right? Like, you feel comfortable right away from the start.
I mean, just to put it into perspective, we met, what, fuck, like 4 months ago?
4 months ago,
yeah. Right? 4 months ago, here we are setting off on a new venture with a new podcast.
Yeah.
Luis, we met, like, what, two, three months ago?
Yeah.
2 or 3 months ago, same vibe. Yep. Caesar, we've only known each other for like a year.
Year and a half. Yeah.
So like everybody's relatively new.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I have like plenty of people that I've tried or I've thought about, like, oh, like I should bring it back, blah, blah, blah. But the vibes aren't there. Yeah, so like, you know what I'm saying? It's something fresh, something new.
The connection gotta be there for sure.
For sure.
That fluency.
But anyways, you were going. Was there anything else that you wanted to add on that?
And then, so there was one thing that I forgot to say. So like, starting from the beginning, there's people that I know, there's acquaintances, they're friends. And then the most elite level for me is those that turn into brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So brothers are, for me, they meet all the criteria for a friend. You call them at 3, 4 in the morning. And then a brother, for me, is that person that you can get angry at or maybe go a year or two without really speaking with. But then when y'all click,
speak again.
Yeah.
So there's friends that turn into family.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be lucky to find some of those. And I have a few brothers. Shout out to Emmy. Shout out to Andy. Shout out to Joselito. Maybe I might be missing maybe one, two or more. Forgive me. But those are my friends that have turned into brothers.
Yeah. When you say that, I can think of two or three people.
Same.
But the one that stands out for me is Jose, right? Because, like, I remember when I got into a relationship, he'd always call me. He was like, yo, quit being a little bitch. hop online. We're about to go kill some 8-year-olds on fucking COD. Like, quit being booed up, all this other shit. So right now, his ass is booed up.
Yeah,
like, to the point they have it, right? To the point where they have the profile, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get to the point where you have the profile picture with the shorty.
Yeah, it's over. It's over.
He's down bad. He's down bad.
So I texted him the other day, and I was like, yo, motherfucker, like, remember when I was booed up and you were telling me, like, yo, quit being a little bitch. That's him right now. But, like, we can go, like, literally, like, I think last, I don't remember, maybe when I was in the relationship. We went maybe like 6 months, 8 months without fucking talking.
That's how it be.
But as soon as we picked it up, like, I would call him or something, like, in the middle of the night, he'd pick up right away, right? Another person I can think of, Aldo. Shout out Aldo, one of my Neos. Met him right around the same time as Caesar. I was like, yo, like, I kid you not, the people that are my brothers, I've always said, are the ones that are going to be my groomsmen when I get married.
Yep, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Facts.
That's true.
And I was like, shit, I only got like 4 or 5 right now. But I know a fuck ton of people, so I know that might get crazy. Talking about that, shout out my bestie. She dreamt my wedding.
She dreamt she your dreamt wedding?
My wedding.
She was did she dream it with a year and date?
Yes. Well, No. Not year and date. She dreamt it with the specific person.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yo, I was like, what the
That's
fuck?
Heavy. That's heavy.
I know, bro.
That's heavy.
And then today she posted, she was like, everybody's getting married. I hope my bestie's next. So I was like, yo, Kaya.
Yo, I saw that shit too. I was like, she about to call you out real quick,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that ass. But she dreamt my wedding. And the craziest thing about it is like, it's very reminiscent of what I had pictured my wedding, and I had never told her about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Y'all connected.
Great minds think alike.
Wild, bro. Because she was like, yo, it was at an old hacienda. So, like, you know, the old school.
Yeah, I see you definitely in the hacienda and rancho doing your wedding.
Because I've always said, like, yo, I low-key want to, like, mariachi is not necessarily in my culture, but the rancho is. So I would love to get married in a mariachi outfit with a shorty with the mariachi.
Yeah,
all that stuff. The charro, right?
Andale, charro. The charro.
Chorro que nos va a dar después de jalar, cabrón.
Yo, for real, al rato.
But, you know, that's what I've always dreamt of. And she was like, yeah, like, you know, you came in on a horse, you and your wife and all this other stuff. I was like, damn, that all sounds nice, but what she look like?
Yo,
he's like, you didn't give me the specifics.
The main question.
Apparently, it was a light-skinned Mexican shorty. I was like, fuck.
She knows.
That's right all I want. That's all I want, bro.
Y yeah. flaquita.
I mean, size to me doesn't really matter, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, as long as she cute, she takes care of herself. Okay. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
now that we're talking about this, there's a good way to go into what I want to say. I was seeing on Instagram Reels, and I guess it was another podcast, and they said that, like, are men allowed to actually have a type now? And it's kind of true what they said, and, like, we're not. Because why? If we say, like, okay.
We get trash.
No nos gusta una... Una, let's say gordita, no, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, don't get offended, girls. Trust me, there's guys out there that like gordita. There's a guy for every type of female. Yeah, really, like, I promise y'all, there's a guy for every type of female. But yeah, if a guy says, I don't like gorditas, or I don't like flacas and shit, we get shamed for it. Like, you're like, why are you criticizing that for it? No, you feel me? But si una mujer tiene standards, like, oh, I want a guy with money, they get praised about it. They're like, yeah, girl, it's like, set your level up. Man. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's a double standard.
It's got to be
like,
at least 6 foot.
Yeah, no, you feel me? Mamado, que cague pinche unicorns and shit. Perfecto, el güey. But yeah, but we're not allowed to. Now we're not allowed to actually have.
Another, we get criticized. Another theory along that is I saw something, I think it was a reel too, saying that a lot of, what's it called? A lot of women have to settle because a lot of them are going like they're looking for like these unicorn guys that have like the 6 figures, tall as fuck, handsome as shit, etc. Right? So they feel like they have to settle. Whereas like men, like when they get with a girl, they're like, damn, like I really like this chick. You know what I'm saying? Like they don't feel like they have to settle because they're like, oh fuck it, like I'm just looking for vibes.
Yeah, they form them to be the one they want to be with.
Yeah,
like, so true. To them, it doesn't feel like they're settling and shit like that. That's the way I see it.
I don't know necessarily that was where the video went, but. Yeah, along those lines.
Yeah.
Well, I have to see if I can find it again, and then go back and retouch on that statement. But yeah.
Yeah.
The family thing or the friendship thing.
Yeah, really along those lines, like, there's some people that I know I can just, like, hit up a little conversation, like, you know, how's it been? Just, you know, shipping good, chilling, vibing, whatever the fuck. A couple more people that, like, yeah, I can call them whenever they call me. I just talk to them how that's going and shit like that. But there's, like, one or two people who, like...
Hands down,
they know me, like, thing by thing. Like, they talking with somebody, like, oh, shit, this reminds me of them right there.
Those are the people doing. That, like... You hang around with, and they right away catch your like vibe. You're like, yep. They'll be like, "What's wrong? Yeah. What are you going through? You feel me? Like without you even trying to like give out that intention, they'll notice right away.
And that's like, the thing too. Like y'all said, like I can go months, maybe even a year without talking to them, and like you just pick the shit right back
up.
Yeah,
right
like,
where you left off. Yeah.
There's different people for different things too. That's the other thing, groups, right? Yeah. It's like different groups or different people, like individuals, right? Because I think me and Luis had this conversation before. Where there's certain people that I hit up just to go out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They're like, I know that they're party people. I know they're always having moves, et cetera. Like, I'll be like, yo, like, let's go out. What's the moves, et cetera. There's some people that I hit up just for, like, conversations. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then there's, like, some people that are beneficial to having your circle. Like, you have to find your version of that, whatever it is, right? Like, for me, like, we had this conversation maybe in the chat or whatever. But I was like, yo, it's clutch as fuck having, like, a girl bestie.
Yeah.
Because she be giving you, like, the insight. Like, especially, like, somebody that's able to go in there into whatever group and become a part of it or, like, have conversations with, like, maybe some of the girls in the group or whatever. She gets you the insight and just, like, yo, like, you know, this one's not really feeling you. This one's going through it. This one's got a man's on the down low and, like, isn't but really telling anybody. Yeah, like, all sorts of shit, bro. Like, it's so fucking clutch, man. Yeah. And then we also, I know I brought it up in the chat, right? The other point is just, like, oh, like, you know, I get along with everybody. And here recently, like, I've been, what's it called? Conversing with my boy Walter. Shout out Walter. And, yo, he be hanging out with baddies. And I'm like, yo.
Walter, I don't even know you, but. Shout we can out. Get to know each other, bro. Like, connection.
Yeah, and, like, the other day he hit me up. And he was asking me, like, what to do about the situation with this dude. And I was like, yo, like, I was just treating like I would do with any shorty, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was like, yo, you're like, you give me some good insight. And I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm genuinely interested in, like, seeing you succeed if this is what you want to do. And it's also benefit that if I help you out, maybe you'll put me on. If you don't, cool, because I was genuinely interested in helping you out. Anyways. But if you do, then even better.
Yeah, doing things with good intention. Lo que me dice mi papá, like, deja puertas abiertas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I might help you move or something like that. And, like, some people are the people that they'll try to pay you, you know what I mean? Try to give you something. And be like, nah, bro. Like, nah, do it with good intentions because in a year or two, you might be moving and you might be needing their help.
That's one thing I will say is we're getting to an age, at least I am, where I need to stop hitting up my friends and offering them pizza and beer to help me move. Because, like, our knees are not the same.
Yeah.
The fucking back is not the same. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to ask you to move, like, 3 flights of stairs up with a fucking couch. You know what I'm saying? And, like, if you're going to move, like, grow up, hire somebody. Oh. I'm sorry. Because I did that so often, bro. Yeah. And, boy. So y'all had topics. I know I didn't really bring in.
Mine's one is the crime, bro, in Charlotte. Man, it's getting out of
it. It's going more?
Yeah, bro. Like,
I know, like, gun violence is going up.
Yeah, like, I have a page that I follow on Charlotte Alerts.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if y'all follow that.
I gotta follow
but,
that.
Yeah, like, legit, like, day after day in a row, like, back-to-back pictures of, like, 2 suspects charged with murder of a young father.
God damn.
Yeah, like, and it's crazy crime. Like, it's nothing, like, petty. Like, it's crazy shit. Like, Charlotte murdered 5 people, gets only 20 years in prison.
Wow.
Like, there's another one right here. Teenager murdered in a triple drive-by shooting. And it's all in Charlotte, bro. Like, I remember when we first got here, you could go walk around, like, normal and, like, not fear, really, for your life. Not have to worry about, like, if an incident happens. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays in Charlotte, you go to clubs and whatnot, you're still at alert. Like, if something happens, even if you're not involved, like, missing bullets hit other people, beat people. Yeah. Like, come on, think about that. Like, there's shit like that happen. Like, people are so quick to, like, let's pull out a gun, you feel me, for something that wasn't even worth it.
Yeah.
And the other people is that pay them. Not, like, not even the people in the problems. Usually it's someone outside that didn't have nothing to do with it.
I think it goes back to what we touched on is that all of a sudden you went from 2 years ago 100,000 people to now 2 million people.
2 million people.
So many fucking personalities, so many different types of people coming into the city. Maybe some that come from, you know, much denser
and rougher areas.
Areas where, like, to them, like, that's normal. For us down here in the South, like, you don't really hear about, like, that. You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be the growing pains of Charlotte, unfortunately. And, like, unless we do something about it, it's maybe like legislature, like, I don't know, some sort of gun control or whatever, or maybe like beef up. And as much as it sucks, right? Because the whole, like, defund the police movement and all this other stuff. Like, at the end of the day, we need some sort of law enforcement or something going on, right? But it's going to be a growing pain, and I don't see it going away anytime soon. Maybe getting worse before it gets a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? And the only thing that I can say is, you know, be on alert at all times. Because nowadays, like, you have that whole fentanyl thing going on, right? Where, like, they stuff in, like, shit in the fucking door handles.
Yeah, bro. And the gas pump. The gas pump.
I will say, I looked that up. Right, because every time I see something on the internet, I always look it up. Yeah, we can't just
believe it.
Yeah, because I don't want to fucking believe it. Because everybody, literally people will come up with that shit just to scare people. And I fucking hate those people, but who the fuck they are, I don't know, right?
Yeah.
But I looked it up. I didn't see any reports on it. And it might be that it happened, but I'm not sure. Because another scare, I don't know if you guys ever read about it or heard about it. It was back in the day, people were scaring people saying that there was HIV-infected needles on the pumps.
On the pumps. Yeah, I seen that too.
But it supposedly it was like, it only happened like once or twice or some shit in like a very rural area. But it blew up because of the power of social media and shit like that. So it obviously it freaked people out. So I didn't see any reports on it. Hopefully that's not the case, but it's possible, man. I mean, the fact that, you know, you can take a fucking, what is it called? A napkin and just like, dose it in fucking fentanyl and just put it in somebody's thing, and they can potentially overdose just by skin contact, bro.
Have you seen the video of the cop that like overdosed three times? Where he did like a normal stop, like, well, they pulled somebody over that actually had like that.
Look back into that one.
You seen it?
It was
Or what was it?
There was a couple of doctors who said that he actually shouldn't have been
handling the way he was.
No. That according to what they saw, there's no possible way that he could have overdosed. So they're thinking that he like staged it.
Oh, for real?
Not necessarily like staged what he found. Uh-huh. Probably found what he found. But as far as like him overdosing, like, he possibly staged it. Yeah, dang, bro. I'm telling you.
See,
you,
this
bro.
Is eye opening to me because. But ain't there some chemicals? Like, I mean, I know fentanyl, like, you need very little to... Like,
well, that's the thing. He had gloves and everything. So it's just like, how is it in the air?
Yeah, because in the video, it seems... it seems like he opened something up. And as soon as he opened that thing up, like, he went into, like he dropped completely back. Yep. Like, but I don't know. Can you actually... Like, because I know there's chemicals that... There has to be chemicals.
I have no idea.
Because the chemical I work with in Granite...
Yeah.
Strong.
Yeah, but you got to think about it. You're in a enclosed place, right? Like a house.
Not even like, let's say if we do a grill, the grill's outside, the one that they have outside, bro. Like that, I be hearing the plumbers, bro, coming from inside to the outside. They're like you're working with a chemical. I'm like, yeah, is this? They're like, damn, you must be high as fuck all day. I'm being like, yeah. So
is it like thinner? Like
no, it's we call it chem because it's legit chemical, but it turns into rock. That's what you do the seams of the stones. Okay, that's how it looks bigger. And that shit turns into rock. Mm. So it smells so strong. Like strong as hell.
Yeah.
Like so some shit like kind of like rubber cement kind of shit. Like where shit strong as fuck.
Like glue. Like, solid. Yeah, like that glue cement, that like that strong ass glue, bro. Like that's how it smells.
No, I was say, well, one thing that goes along with that shit too is when people get desensitized to that shit too. Like with the crime shit, like you hear about it so often that you're like, okay.
Yeah, that is true.
Because
yeah.
I come from an old town, like a small town, like any one crime, spread out every single news, maybe another local news thing in another town or some shit. Here in Charlotte, you know, this shit happens daily.
Yeah, it's another Tuesday.
That is true.
Like, someone pulls out a gun, like, all right, cool, I've seen that too. That's that kind of shit. I'm like, that's one thing that just comes along with it too. Like, more crime, just people get desensitized to that shit and they don't take it seriously as they should.
Yeah, to be honest. Because, as a matter of fact, recently, like, real recently, I have a friend. I kid you not, she's one of the nicest and most, like, respectful female that I have met. And they went hiking on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And when she went to go get some food, she was going on her way home. I don't know who he was or shit. He was really desesperado. Yeah. Like, he, like, them people that, like, want you, like, move, no, you feel me? Like, get out of the way. So, I don't know if, like, they had, like, a little, like, somewhat argument, you know, through windows, no, you feel me? Because, like, let's say someone cuts you off, you, like, yeah, you get up beside and you're like, what's up? Like, what's wrong with you? Like, yeah. So, I don't know if they had something like that and shit, whatnot. But she said that at a certain point, like, a homie pulled out a gun and shit. And, like, and bro, and, like, to her, no la había pasado before. Like, yeah. So, something like that traumatized her, bro. Like, it, there was no need. Like, there was no need for that. No, you feel me? Like, but they get so used to, like, being able to do some shit like that that it becomes normal. I'm like, yo, that's not normal, bro. Like,
hell no.
What, like, what is wrong with you? Like, people we gotta get better people.
Yeah, bro. They just get so much power from fucking buying a $500 gun.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, they feel like they can make, like, you know, decision between life and death. Like, I get to choose whether you live right now or not. Like, yo, what the fuck? Somebody shouldn't be able to do that for $500. Mm-hmm.
Hell no.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
What's the point
of, yeah,
of,
I mean,
pulling out a gun just for the fun
of it? I'm right there with you, bro. Like, what's it called? The reason why I don't have one is because I don't have education in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, yo, like, I'm waiting for a time that to actually sit down, have a class, go through class, learn about it, learn how to use it, learn how to safely use it, and then proceed to possibly get a concealed, et cetera. Because, like I said, I'm not against it, but if I don't know enough about it, then what's the point of having one?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Like, I could hurt myself or I could hurt somebody else.
We do have a problem here in America. All these mass shootings and
that ass. Yeah, that's a whole thing in itself, bro.
Yes.
Whole fucking thing in itself. Which is another topic in itself, right? Because I attest a lot of these shootings to fragile masculinity, right?
Yep.
It's like all these people that get offended so easily or they get hurt so easily. By any little random word. Yeah. But yeah, they're the ones that, like, will be out there saying, like, oh, like, you know, all these people ain't shit, blah, blah, blah.
They're also, like, the ones that be like, this, they did this to me, like, everybody did this shit to me, like, it's also like self-accountability in that shit, like, you gotta, like, stand up for that shit too. It's like, you can't get kicked out by everybody.
It's not that you get kicked, it's how you
how you act to it after it.
No, you feel me? Like, cause to me, what I always have in my mind, like, I never care about what people tell me, cause they're not paying my rent.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, whatever you gotta tell me ain't gonna pay the bill that I have at home. No, you feel me? So why should I care what you gotta tell me? There's no point of letting it affect me. Yeah. Why? Because what's the point? If I let it affect me, you won. No, you feel me? That was your whole point. That your whole point of doing something like that is you wanted to see a reaction.
Mm.
And the best reaction is a no reaction. Okay.
They hate it. What I would add to that is we have to figure out a way of controlling the wrong people from getting
the
guns. But
that's the tricky part. How do we stop the wrong people from getting
because it's a touchy subject, because it can't work so much, because you ban the guns, they're gonna get them.
Absolutely,
they're gonna get them, and even worsely, like, illegally, more illegally, and, like, you're definitely not definitely harder to track. You're not gonna know who has what. No, you feel me? But yeah, it's a touching subject.
Yeah, that's my fault. I feel like we have to continue to work together and find out what's the best way of stopping the wrong people from getting guns. Like, we have to work on that.
And speaking out too, because as a matter of fact, the most recent shooting in that school of the guy in Texas that had
Uvalde.
That one, bro. Like, I heard supposedly from like others, but I don't know if they're so true or whatnot, but a lot of people were picking up on, like hints and like things that he would do that you could, like, somewhat pick up, like, yo, like, he's
something up with him, like,
yeah, no, you feel me? Like, he's up to something. No, you feel me? If y'all see something like that, bro, speak out. Yeah. Like, it takes legit 3 seconds to the right person that it will change the whole drastic situation. But, like, yeah, I have to speak out because we could avoid a lot of things like that.
It's like the one that was at Topper's, I think it's called the one up in New York, or
a pizza thing,
Buffalo maybe.
Oh yeah, the supermarket shooter.
Yeah. That's terrible. So that guy apparently added, like, a whole bunch of people to a private.
He live streamed it too.
Yeah, live streamed it. But before that, I think way before that, he added a whole bunch of people to a private Discord. And it was some people that were in law enforcement. So, like, how did he get this information? Like, why weren't these people paying attention? etc. Like, how did they let this even happen? Because some of them were like maybe like related to like FBI or local police, etc. So the question is like, one, how do they know these people? Were they involved? Like, the question goes on and on. So yeah, like you said, speak up. Like, if you ever see some shit
speak
like that,
up, yeah.
Speak up, bro.
You could save someone's life, bro. Like, yeah, dead ass. Like, you could save someone's life. All it takes you saying something, just say it. Nobody's gonna. Some people will say it because you always don't want to be that guy. No, you feel me? You don't want to be the snitch. No, let's put it somewhere like that. You don't want to be like that. But there's from situations to situations, bro. Like me, because I supposedly that guy that from Texas, they had seen him walking with the AR from supposedly from and through a park or something like that. I'm like, bro, like, red flag, bro. Like,
Texas,
tell someone.
Texas is a
open carry state.
Open carry state.
But also, a school resource, bro.
A school resource officer ran into him before that shit, too.
That's fucking Texas, bro.
Like, school.
Once again,
why the
laws.
Fuck is a gun on school?
Yes, like, bro. Like,
dumbass shit.
I'm right there with you. Why the fuck do you need to be carrying an AR-15? Yeah. But then there's also people who would literally do that shit in these states and, like, YouTube it. Right, and they'll make a whole video about it and be like, "Yo, like I'm in my right, and this is why, and this is why, and this is why," right? And they'll be doing the same exact shit. So maybe like policemen will be like, "Well, shit, I'm gonna save myself the argument, etc." They're in their right, so I'm not even gonna bring it up.
I get it. There's rules to this thing, but sometimes morals have to kick in, bro. Like your morals, your actual morals that view, bro, has to say, "Fuck this book, bro." No, you feel me, like.
And that's a whole conversation in itself, right? The whole police shootings. Because, like, the latest one that I saw, there was a guy asleep in his apartment. Police broke in.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw
that. And he woke up or something, maybe had, like, a vape or something in his hand. They broke into his room. First of all, I don't know how homie, like, was asleep through all this. But then again, I mean, you know, some people are heavy sleepers. So, completely understand. But, what's it called? Break into his room. As soon as he does any sort of movement to get up out of bed, they shoot him.
Is that the one where they shot him like 90 times?
No, I don't think it was 90.
Jesus Christ.
But I have heard about
times.
That one, yeah. And then there was another one that was a drive-by shooting, basically by the police, where like this dude was walking, right? And he had known issues with mental health issues. And like the police were walking behind him. They're like, "Hey, like, can you stop? We want to talk to you, blah, blah." One of the policemen actually says he's holding something. The other one says, "It's not a gun, bro. It's not." Right? But they were the ones on foot. The one in the car sees that he has something in his fucking hand and shoots him from inside the car. And then the other one proceeds to shoot him too. And there it is. Another black man dead in America because of police shooting.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy, to be honest. That's right. I also seen when they shot the Hispanic kid, I don't remember where it was at, but he was carrying a gun.
Yeah.
No, you feel me? Because in the video, it shows where he's running.
And he throws it.
Yeah, and he throws it. No, you feel me? But he was carrying a gun. Mm-hmm. But it comes to the point where, like, if you see, because when he threw it and, like, turned around, there wasn't no, you could see in the video, there was no, like, that he was going to aim this gun at you, that he was going
to. No intention to harm.
Kind of, you feel me? Like, it looked right away that he had given up. Like, don't shoot him, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you got tasers, bro. Like, beat this man's ass if you have to. No, you feel me? At that point, I'm okay with it because he had a gun, bro. Yeah. Come on. Like, you probably wasn't up to nothing good if you had a gun that, bro. No, you feel me? But, like, there's levels where I feel they're not trained enough. Like, you have to, be able to read a situation like this and almost to the dot.
Like, but most of these are like big ass cities that put a lot of money towards policing. So like, why is the training not there?
Yeah, no, you feel me?
I'm not sure.
That is crazy.
Dude. Yeah, I mean, the list goes on and on, bro.
No, you feel me?
Yeah, the list goes on and on, man. It's absolutely insane. Like between gun violence and police violence, like it's hard to say that America is the best country in the world, but. I mean, let's be honest. With all this shit going on, we're still like one of the more blessed countries.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit.
Can't lie. The United States economy is it might be going down right now, but it's a hella better than a lot of places.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Everyone here is expressing their own thoughts, right?
Yeah.
So it's not representative of like a certain population or everybody here. We're just expressing our own opinion, and we're speaking freely. So, you know, Carlos is speaking for himself, Nalito speaking for himself, yeah. Caesar speaking for himself. We all speak for ourselves, and we know we just want to give you, we just want to give the audience a glimpse of some of the way we think. So everybody here is expressing their own opinions, and that's how we're taking it.
As and if y'all want to express your opinion, y'all could comment. Exactly. Already know.
Or come through
and
do whatever.
Or come through DM us.
Sit right here beside us. Like, yes. Give us your viewpoint. Yeah, like, tell us what's up.
Exactly.
I'll give my viewpoint. I feel like everyone has the right to pick and choose what their preferences are.
Yeah.
Personally, myself, I do try to take care of my appearance or my physical health. And that in turn reflects how I think about dating or how I want to, you know, look at a person and consider them as a partner. So to that I say, for me, I used to be a very like physical, like there was a certain type of physical need that I felt like I wanted in a partner, but more than like the physical aspect, I want somebody who takes care of themselves mentally. I think that's like my first priority now, is like somebody who prioritizes their mental health or that's like number one for me, and then the rest can just follow.
But it's okay though. Now you feel me? Like, cause that's your whole point. Like you want to attract what you do. Now you feel me? Let's say you take care of yourself. You go to the gym every day. Obviously, it's gonna be like a preference that you got from for your partner. Now you feel me? You're gonna be like, yeah, like if I take care of myself, I would prefer someone that would take care of himself. Yeah. Now you feel me? But that's okay. Why? Cause you putting in the time and effort into yourself. So it's okay to ask for the same type of effort back.
Yeah. When somebody is working on themselves, and no matter like what condition they're in, but if I see that you're working on yourself, I'm like, yes. Oh, yeah. Like, I like that about you.
Pair that with an awesome personality, boy.
Personality and someone that has goals or goals or pathways they want to go through. I like that right there.
Let me pay for your toenails real quick.
Fact. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Why you want to pay for them toenails?
Cause, bro, you know what I'm saying.
You be sucking toes.
If you taking care of yourself, I'll take care of you. Oh yeah, hands down. What you talking about? Hop in the shower real quick. Go get a fresh pedi.
Yo, until this day, I'm always gonna remember what you told me about the barba.
The barba, oh, yeah, bro, that shit. But as bro, listen, so the first time I ever heard about that, I kid you not, I was sitting there in La Única. I was standing there. It was this girl. Like I knew her, right? But I knew she had a man. So I was just like, just standing there, blah blah blah. So I wasn't even talking to her. But some dude came up and tried to talk to her, and I came up and I was like, yo, she got a man. Like she not interested, because it seemed like she was uncomfortable. And my man's backed off, and she was like, thank you. You know what I'm saying? Like my boyfriend went to go get her some water or whatever, and I just felt uncomfortable. I don't know. I don't even know who that was. And I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. Because I knew the guy too.
Yeah.
And then when her mans came back, for some reason, it just came up. She was like, I really like your beard. Because I guess at that time, like, I started letting it grow a little bit. And I was starting to take care of it a little bit more. She was like, I really like your beard. I was like, oh, thank you. Like, you know, I try to take care of it. I credit it to eating, like, you know, I was just making a joke. I was like, oh, son los frijoles. And she was like, that's not what I heard. And I was like, what do you mean? She deadass looked at her boyfriend, who didn't have a beard. And she was like, I heard this from eating pussy, and then look back at me and smile, and I was just like, so that was the first time I ever heard that shit.
Bro, can't lie, bro. Like literally, cause you told me that shit at the gym, and then I think a week. No, no, but legit, like a week after that is when we went on to the beach trip. Yeah. So while we was at the beach, Paloma and Yareli. They see my beard. My beard, if you notice, they has like different color, like a little,
yeah,
like,
a little bit of
different
red.
Color some patches hair. And shit. And they were like, I heard that's from eating pussy. I'm like, bro, this shit remind me dead of what Carlos had said, bro. I'm like, bro.
I got a little red.
And then I wait the whole time in the play. I'm like, let me see your beard, bro. Like, come here, let me see your beard. Damn, I heard you haven't been eating right.
Oh yeah, y'all know the secret. Look at Caesar over there, full face of beard.
Hey, all I gotta say is when it gets broke,
ass fuck pussy, he's like straight to the butthole.
That Iban is, there's a reason, there's a name behind that. She about to grow out more in that case.
Savage.
Damn, we all got beers here. Ain't nobody hungry over here. We eat good, starving, bro. Hell yeah. Damn. But we're on a diet, remember.
Oh, yeah, for real. We're on a diet. No nos ofrezcan salir a comer.
Talking about that, there was an interesting thing that I saw. This is why I love podcasts, because like it reminds me of whatever pops in there. There was some, I think like the Latinx culture, which is like its own subset now. Mm-hmm. There's whole people that like are upset that the Spanish language has female and male things. They were trying to cancel the Mexican food gorditas.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Oh, because
it was like insulting type. Because it's
insulting, right? And I was just like, bro, no, mames, nobody cares. They really don't. Like that's the same people that and I was one of them. I will say, like, when I was in college, like, I was part of that whole, like, you know, trying to say like Latinx and all this other stuff, and like to some extent, I get it, and I was there, yes, and in some places it makes sense, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Especially when like you really want to be inclusive. You know what I'm saying? But even then, you could just take the step further and just be like Latinos y Latinas. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to say Latinx or whatever this other case. But when you start trying to cancel like all this stuff just because...
My childhood, bro. When you start trying to cancel my childhood, bro. Like,
or the way you grew up in that case.
Bro. Like who's really getting offended? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And another thing is, too, is like when people get offended because like on Cinco de Mayo or whatever... Like, people wear hats. Like, you go and like you ask people from Mexico, like straight up from Mexico, and they're like, yo, do you care? Like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Oh, I seen that video. Yeah, I seen that video. Where he was asking like different races. They're like, yeah, I think it'll be offensive if you're not Mexican. Exactly. And they pull up to Mexicans. They're like, hell no, you look good, really. Yeah. We don't care because deep down inside, we know our thing. Like Cinco de Mayo, that's y'all thing. No, that's not our independence. Like, our independence is in September. So, like,
a couple weeks away.
Of course, we're not going to get offended because. We don't care. Yeah. We don't mind it. No, you feel me? Also, it's not like unless if you come up to me and like disrespect me in a certain way, like that you mean disrespect, then yeah, it becomes a problem. But if you're doing it for fun, shit, go ahead, bro. Like, go ahead.
Damn, sounds like we better get on the topic of the participation trophies and shit like that.
Damn, yeah, I never got those, to be honest. I was always the kid. You know how they used to give like a slips out for like I don't know, like
the little star ones.
Nah, it was like
achievement of doing some shit.
Yeah, like art student of the year, like music student of the year.
Biggest flirt of the year. The
biggest flirt of the year. Boy, I would stay up there because I would always get them. I was good at school. Like, that was my thing. But nobody else got one. So I never got the participation trophies. I got the actual fucking trophy. Mm. And like to me, that was like a mentality that set in my mind. Like, I'm going to be good at everything that I do.
That's where you got to come in with an everything you do.
Yeah, and if you're not, then put yourself in that situation. You know what I'm saying? Like competitive nature is masculine, and it's a positive thing if you want it to be a positive thing.
Yeah.
Now, if you're going to be a sore loser about it, whatever the case is, then that's on you.
Yep.
But competitiveness is what drives me, and that's where I got that's what got me to where I am. In fact, the reason why I feel like sometimes I'm a little bit complacent is because there's that lack of
competition.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be honest. Like sometimes in the gym, like. You know, like, especially once I started pulling away from the pack, like, it's hard to keep that self-motivation. I actually had that conversation today with a big dude.
Yeah.
He was like, yo, it's hard to motivate yourself when you're the only one pushing, like, this kind of weight.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You're kind of like, you're just like, shit. Like, who am I even getting stronger for?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you're just going to have to unrack all that shit and let somebody else go.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
So re-rack like, that shit.
Yeah, exactly. No, but, like... I'm trying. That's a process.
I'm trying, Carlos. I'm trying to get there, bro. I'm trying to get there, bro.
It's one of those things where you gotta be like, you gotta do it for you too. It's like,
but it's hard, bro.
It's hard. It is hard. Because for me, like, I don't know. There's people who go to the gym, people who don't. I try to like get people to go to the gym, so, you know, like it's beneficial and shit. But I'm also like, damn, what the fuck? Like, why am I doing it now?
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, because I want to do me. I want to better me, better myself and shit. I look at Carlos and other people like, damn, these motherfuckers committed. Been doing this shit. I was like, damn, I can do that shit too. Fucking maybe I can be even better. Who knows?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things where I just got to put myself in and get that competitive mindset in and shit.
Yeah. What I think y'all mean in competitive, well, in my perspective, how I mean, I'd be competitive, but with myself. You know, you feel me? Like, because all my young friends that like have like houses and shit, whatnot, that's where I come into my own competitive. I'm like, he's an example. No, you feel me? He ya me puso la muestra. Like,
facts.
He said, he already showed, like, yo, you could do it. No, you feel me? So now it's up to me, like, ponte las pilas, mijo, and get out there, go hustle more, go work out more, whatever you needed to do, bro. Do it yourself. Compete with yourself. Yeah. Like, from last year, that's what I used to always do back then. From last year to another year, like, I would make, like, an assessment. I'm like, okay, from last year, I wasn't having a car. No, you feel me? So, now, this year, I have my car. Last year, I hadn't moved out. This year, I moved out. No, you feel me? Bro, it's little steps and shit. But by the time that you notice, bro, people are going to be looking up to you. Yeah. Like, people are going to be, like, watching you grow, and they're going to start growing themselves. Like, you become a motivation to other people.
That's badass, and I'm actually jealous of that because I don't do that. I don't do assessments of myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, even to this day, like, I just got a new job, and I'm just like, yo, I'm just doing it for the money. Mm-hmm. I don't even enjoy it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I agree with him on that point because I'm like, damn, I'm doing this, but I can do more. Like, I'm not happy where I'm at.
Yeah.
I'm not happy. Like, I can do more and feel even better.
But I will say, like, you guys are both young. You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys aren't, because you just hit 25.
Right? I just hit 24.
You're not even 25.
No, I'm 23.
Yeah.
I'm 25.
You're 25, right? So you're going to start seeing it sooner than them. But, like, at some sort, or, like, at some age, hopefully you're able to keep it going. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully you don't get to this point. But, like, at some point, that gets repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, you lose that drive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It just happens. It just happens. Especially after 25. Yeah. You have a little bit less to look forward to. And all of a sudden, it's just harder to keep that drive going. Because I was like, yo, bro, like, in college, like, I was running that shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I was left and right, talking to everybody, doing this, that, and the other. But at some point, like, especially after 25, 26, you're just like, yo, like, what am I working for?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, the fact that you're asking those questions, just keep it going. Yeah, complacent. But the good thing is that I've always said, right, is just, like, my level of complacency is somebody else's 110%.
Yeah, now you feel me?
Because you get to that point where you're, like, you grind it so hard that you chilling is somebody else struggling to even keep up.
Yeah, but sometimes I feel like a break is good. You feel me? Because literally working your ass off and, like, stressing for so long, bro, that becomes a health issue. It really becomes a health issue. Like, and so it's always good to take a little break, think about yourself, like, relax. Because even in those little breaks, bro, like, you get motivation again. Yeah. Like, you
recharge.
Yeah, you recharge, come back and you're like, all right, let's do this. Now you feel me? Let's get back into it.
You can start. I mean, you can start affording those breaks too. You know what I'm saying? At a later age too, it's just like all of a sudden you're like, oh shit, like I have a little bit of money saved up. Let me travel. Let me do something. Let me, you know, take a day off. Take 2 days off. Whatever the case is. So you start having these affordabilities that all like you didn't used to. So you were constantly in that grind, like you said. But yeah, like it's awesome and like Luis said, beautiful that you're having these conversations and check-ins with yourself. Yeah. And hopefully it keeps going. You know what I'm saying? Because that's applicable to a lot of things. It's not just work, you know? Like, it keeps going.
One thing is, when we're talking about mental health and shit, there's always the one thing where, like, you can't be afraid to cut people off out of your life and
facts.
Shit. That's one thing. Like, for me, before I started going to the gym, people were like, why? I was like, because I want to. It's like, but what is that going to do for you? I'm like, it's going to benefit me.
Yeah, like.
And then they start telling me, sure, like, honestly, you can just keep talking about it. I'm not going to pay a single damn bit of attention to what you're saying because, like, it's for me. Exactly. So, sometimes in life, you got to be selfish and shit.
Yeah.
Bro, you got to be selfish. Sometimes, like, people that tell you those type of comments, like, deep down inside, they probably got something to say. No, you feel me? They're like, deep down inside, they probably, like, I'm not doing this, so, like, why would he start doing it? Yeah. Like, they try to bring you down. Why? Because they're not doing it themselves, bro.
Surround yourself with people like who you want to be like and shit. Like, you see people being successful and doing all that shit. Fuck, I'm gonna try to do the same shit, too. Like, I'm going to get myself up. I'm going to pick myself up, do the same shit.
Yeah, I'm with that, but it gets to a certain extent. No,
you can't
me?
Get like, jealous and shit or...
Not that. Like, I feel like... Because... Yeah, you surround yourself with the people you want to be like that, but don't put yourself to their timeline.
Yeah.
Why? Because, like...
You still got to be you.
No, you feel me? Like, because everybody's timeline is different. Like, some people at age 21, they already have a lot of money. No, you feel me? Yeah. Like, you don't know if you at age 28, you're going to have probably the triple amount of money that he do. Don't get unmotivated if you see other people with more shit. Because you never know, Brian. 2 years, bro, you're probably gonna have more than them.
I will say too, though, is there's a balance to it, right? Because if you just surround yourself with people that you want to be like, then sometimes those people are weird, man. Like, they're all about the grind.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And they don't have, like, that is somewhat, that ends up being their personality. Mm. Like, they're all about the grind all the fucking time. And I'm just like, yo, like, learn to relax. You know what I'm saying? So there needs to be
learn somewhat to separate of a, pleasure from, yeah. from what? Business?
Suffering kind of shit.
Yeah.
Well, I will say, though, that's the other thing is, like, to me, that's where mentorship comes into play. Like, maybe not necessarily like I surround myself with them, but I have mentors that I go to and like I bounce ideas off of, and I know that they're in better places. You know what I'm saying? Like, one of my mentors, like, he actually has two jobs. So he has two full-time jobs that he does, and motherfucker making like $250,000. Yeah. Because he has the capacity of doing both jobs in like a 4-hour span. So it ends up being one job, but he has two different contracts going. Wow. So yeah, my man's is like that good at his job. You know what I'm saying? But that's he's an older gentleman, so we're in like you said, different timelines. You know what I'm saying? Another one that's more closer to my thing, like he took a longer route. Shout out my boy Carlos. He was actually my boss at UNC Charlotte, and you know my man's was making like Charlotte average. Now he's like the director of like. Leadership development at, I think, like DoorDash or Uber Eats or something like that. Wow. He always talks to me about like becoming a better man and becoming that version of men that like is a little bit of everything, right? Like the right amount of a feminine, the right amount of masculine without the toxicity,
yeah.
The right amount of competitive, but also with the soft touch that can talk to people. And that's the same guy that told me like, yo, when you walk into a room and like it's already talking about you in a positive light, you're doing something right, and you already started. Like he was this, and I feel like that's where I get that thing right, where like he would always hype you up. You know what I'm saying? Like he would always find like something positive in you and be like, "Yo, like this man's gonna do something." Like he would always tell me, he's like, "Yo, like remember us when you're big, cause you're gonna always do something." And like people like that, like they keep you motivated. You know what I'm saying? They keep you going because you're like, yo, like this person. And that's why I love meeting strangers too, because strangers tell you who you are.
Yeah, because they don't know you. They don't know you. They go based off of what you're telling them, what they see.
Yeah. And yes, unless you're a narcissist that puts out like a completely different persona.
Yeah.
Which they might be. And if anything, that's a deeper issue. But yeah, I mean, they'll tell you straight up because you are what you put out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you make a lot more connect, like I said, a lot more connections.
Yeah.
Like that way, bro. Everybody is going to be cool with the, let's say like for parties and shit, whatnot. There's those people that are friends, but yet you don't want to invite them. No, you feel me? Because you know how they are. But then there's some people that you don't really talk to and they tell you, oh, like we're inviting them, you know, so-and-so. They're like, yeah, hell yeah, bring them food. They're cool. No, you feel me? Yeah. Like there's people like that and it's just crazy because it depends on the picture you want to put yourself out there. No.
Yeah.
So, like, how many minutes we have left before?
9 minutes. All
right. So one of the things that I think we should, I don't know if we want to cover in this podcast or our official first episode, but maybe give like a little more. You guys, maybe give us like a little more like background information or just like input as to the motives behind the podcast, or like purpose behind the podcast, and yeah, like the reasons as to why are you guys taking this on this new venture.
Now. Ah, gotcha. Yeah, so for those people listening to this for the first time or to my involvement in this, I actually had a podcast too. Actually, I forget what the first one was called, but this one was like literally I would just put my phone down in the middle of me and a friend and just have conversations.
Yeah.
And this was like while I was still in college. And we'd be having like some dope ass conversations, but I just didn't have the equipment, right? And then before even, I think that one was called like Tirando Rollo or something like that. And then when I was living with my line brother I was living with two roommates in an apartment. Somehow I got the idea. I was like, fuck it. let's start a podcast, right? And that's where No Cap CLT started. Have an Instagram for it and everything. We kept it going. We told this badass story, which I plan on telling you guys in another thing, and maybe even invite my boy Andres.
Yeah.
To come tell his version of the story, because that's one of the best podcasts that we had. It was one of the most successful ones. But, you know, started No Cap CLT, invested in the equipment, etc. And it's kind of like the same vibes. I want to keep it going. We're like, kind of like today, where, you know, it's just conversation. You start off with like maybe some jokey jokes, and then you go into like some deep shit, back to the jokey jokes, but somehow it's just like, it's like a fucking tree, right? Like, it starts off with a seed, it grows into a tree, and then you branch off. Boom, 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 left and right. And all of a sudden, like, you don't even know how the fuck you got there, but, like, it was a dope-ass conversation.
As earlier, you know how we saying? Went from crying to construction.
Yeah, exactly. And it was, like, insightful. It was, like, you wanna put this out there. You just want to say some shit. And maybe somebody relates to it. If one person can relate to it, one person can be here with us for the 2 hours and be engaged, to me, that's a win. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? True. Now, if it can be like 200 people, even better.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. But, yeah, it's all vibes. It's all good times.
Yeah, to me, it's like I told you before, like, fun. Like, I just want to really have fun with this. Yeah. Like, I don't want it to get to a point where, like, it becomes, like, something that you feel is that you, like,
have to,
struggle with it. No, you feel me? Like, if it gets big, it gets big, and like, we have to like settle down and get into business. And that's something we're gonna do. Cause why? Cause we're gonna grow. No, you feel me? Like, it becomes a job. That's fine. Yeah. You feel me? But when it becomes into an income, but until then, bro, like, have fun.
But it's also it's also like growth, right? Because all of a sudden you're having conversations, these meaningful conversations. With like a group of dudes, and like you're trading back and forth information.
Yeah.
Whether it's like advice on dating, like you're not just doing it for the listeners, you're doing it for each other.
Absolutely. It's therapeutic. You know what I'm saying?
Therapeutic. Yeah. Like you're talking about work. You're venting. Like I said, cracking a joke. Whatever the case is, like all of a sudden, like this is beyond what you're giving the listeners. It's somewhat for you too. Mm-hmm. You know.
And I want to add, you get to hear our sexy voices, right? You get to hear Carlos. Yeah,
my boy Carlos. I know. Hey, Marita.
He's about to get a job as a narrator. Yo,
for real. But
Luis needs to get a fucking job as a narrator. Listen. If it wasn't for his
Get a hotline job. Get a hotline job.
It'd be perfect, bro.
But listen, get a hotline job. There was this podcast that you sent us from
Ignorant Philosophy.
That you
go watch Ignorant Philosophers.
When you sent it to the chat, and I'm listening, I'm like, who the fuck is this? And it's like, who's this guy? He sounds so good.
Oh, you're talking about mine.
I'm talking about you, bro. You sounded so good.
Oh yeah, like, and the no cap. Yeah,
I'm like Carlos's voice.
Voz de locutor de acá.
It's a good voice. So, I think that you can get an inside view of, you know, we're all Latino here, young men, professionals, and, you know, ambitious people here in Charlotte. You could get an inside view of different lifestyles, different cultures, different things going on. And ultimately, my thing here is, like, you know, we're going to be giving inside thoughts and advice on certain things that we, you know, we care about and that could be relevant to other people. And those are topics that we're going to be touching that people might want to like to listen on their way home or while they're working. You know, I know we got a lot of things that are going to be for entertainment, but I think there's going to be a lot of things here that people can use in their personal life. So that's one thing that I'm looking forward for in this podcast. I'm excited about, and I think that we're going to have a lot of good conversations here that people are going to enjoy.
Yeah, and I think as long as we keep the curiosity like we brought it today, it's not going to be an issue at all. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's like something that you've never heard of before, like just chime in. You know what I'm saying? Like tell us your initial thoughts. Whether they're off the wall and like later you retract it and it's completely different, or whether it's like something that you're really passionate about, like 100%. 100%. But anyways, guys, I wanted to thank you all for tuning in to possibly the A Huevo podcast.
A Huevo.
It has been you all's host in here with the boy 155, apparently not, but in here with Fernando El Pasito Perron.
Yeah, Sam, follow me at NandoJDM94.
Damn, man, not the plug, hell yeah. Also in here with Luis La Razón Paulino, la razón por la que no confían en sus novias.
That's a great name.
Yes, for real, bro. Bio that shit.
And yeah, I might. When you said that, I'm like, whoa. Carlos like opened my world to a whole different thought process. And if you want to follow me, I'm not big on social media, but Bless Life Lou. Hopefully, I can start posting more pictures and being more social with stuff like that.
Hell yeah. Also in here with, of course, Carolina's very own. The boy Cesar El Taliban Valverde.
Damn, I don't know about all that, but nah, you just follow me on C Valverde VLVERDE01. That's my Instagram. Not really on there that much, but let's see what happens with that in that case.
I heard he's also on Twitter.
I heard he a little dangerous on Twitter.
Don't take anything I post seriously on Twitter.
Put a disclaimer on that shit.
We're giving our opinions, guys. Our opinions.
Also,
if you differentiate to it, that's fine. But you're allowed to do the thing. But don't get mad at us. We're just having an opinion.
Hell yeah. Also in here, of course, was y'all's boy, favorite podcast host at @Carlos_TheCarolinaGod. Today's episode was sponsored by Snickers. What was it gonna say?
Fun size.
Was sponsored by Snickers Fun Size Condoms.
Grab get them at your local pharmacies.
Yeah, go to any local convenience store, grab a condom, and get it on.
Listen, there's nothing like protection, so go and buy it.
Facts. You're not you when you're horny. So. Anyways, thank you guys for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.
Have a blessed.
All right, see y'all.
Oh, thank you.